This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Monday, June 21. Kindness. Our reading comes from Luke chapter 10. In reply, Jesus said, "A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho when he was attacked by robbers. They stripped him of his clothes, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down the same road, and when he saw the man, he passed by on the other side. So too, a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, as he traveled, came where the man was, and when he saw him, he took pity on him. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Then he put the man on his own donkey, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day, he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper. 'Look after him,' he said, 'and when I return, I will reimburse you for any extra expense you may have.' Which of these 3 do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of robbers?" The expert in the law replied, "The one who had mercy on him." Jesus told him, "Go and do likewise." My professor in the Netherlands was the kindest person I've ever met. Even though he had a position of great respect and even fame, he picked my family up at the airport when we arrived, transported our baggage 50 miles out of his way, and would faithfully open the door for me as well as the rest of his students. Kindness meets the needs of people in concrete ways. A kind driver stops along the roadside to help someone change a flat tire. A kind neighbor will reach out to babysit when the family across the street has to rush one of their children to the emergency room. A kind motorist or pedestrian will help to give you directions in an unfamiliar town. Kindness is the merciful action of a loving heart. But some people refuse to reach out and show kindness. In Jesus' parable of the Good Samaritan, a priest saw the man lying beaten along the road and passed by on the other side. A Levite did the same thing. But a Samaritan who came along helped the beaten man, even though he was despised as an enemy. He acted as a neighbor because he showed mercy to the man in need. He was kind. I believe that kindness is the world's greatest unused capital. A veritable gold mine of kindness lies buried within us, just waiting to be let out when we are filled with the Holy Spirit. Pray with me. Lord, may we overflow with kindness and the Holy Spirit, even in times of trouble, hardship, and distress, and when we just don't feel like being kind. For Jesus' sake, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.